Israel, which is a wonderful country. Eretz Chita, Sarev Geffen, Tein of Rimein, Eretz Eishem and Advash, Listo for the Shivas Aminim, Eretz Eshalev and Miskenes Tochal Balechem, there'll be plenty of bread to eat. Echalta v'savata v'irachto es Hashem alakech al horetz atoy v'ashen asan lach. So this is the mocker for the Chiyav Abichas Hamazen Deraisa. Even though we live in Chutz Lortz, we don't translate the Pasuk v'irachto es Hashem alakech al horetz atoy v'ashen. We should only recite Birchas Hamazon if you are living in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'erachtas Hashem Alkech al Horetz means regarding Matnas Horetz. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the food, for giving us the bread. And also we have to thank him over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, al Horetz, al Horetz. Then the Gemara in Brachas understands al Horetz HaTovo. Boshe Pshat is HaTovo is an adjective of Eretz. So it's a description of Eretz HaTavish and Asanach. So the Gemara, that's Pshuto Shal Mikro. Then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Matnas HaOretz. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Matnas HaToivah. What is HaToivah? Another passage says, Hohor HaToiv HaZeh B'Halavonoin. And Hohor HaToiv HaZeh is a reference to Yerushalayim. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim. What aspect of Yerushalayim? Salpidin, there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. Number one, Yerushalayim Al Pidin is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, even though the American Congress doesn't recognize it as such. It's not a political issue, it's Al Pi Halacha. Yerushalayim is Al Pidin, the capital, the official capital of the official government in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Malachim quotes from the Yerushalmi that no other king other than the Malchus Beis David is permitted to use Yerushalayim as the capital. Only Malchus Beis David, that's the official government in Eretz Yisrael, and the official capital is Yerushalayim. Some say that's why the American government doesn't want to recognize Yerushalayim as the capital, that the Jews shouldn't violate this din. Could be that's the reason why. Could be that it's correct. But Al Pidin Yerushalayim is officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Number two, Yerushalayim is Al Pidin and Makam HaMikdash. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there is a historical machlokes in the Gemara in Bava Kama, in the end of Perek Meruba, the last daf in Meruba, and it's in the first Perek in Yuma and other Masechtas, where the Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim, alo nischalka l'shvatim. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and they divided all of Eretz Yisrael among the different shvatim. So half of the border between Binyamin and Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin are next to each other in Eretz Yisrael. So the border cuts through the middle of Yerushalayim, the old city. So half of the old city Yerushalayim belongs to the Shevet Yehuda, is Chelko Shal Yehuda, half is Chelko Shal Binyamin. So the Zachloik is Satanayim, whether it's Chelko L'Shvatim or not. That the Alpi Pashas, they all agree that the border cuts through. And the Gemara says the Mizbeach, part of the Mizbeach was Bechelko Shal Yehuda. And the Gemara says not part of the Mizbeach is allowed to be Bechelko Shal Yehuda. So that's why the bottom in the Bayisheni, the bottom layer of the Mizbeach was 32 by 32 Amos. So it was missing a little bit. It wasn't the perfect square. It was missing because you're not even permitted to have a few inches on the Mizbech by Chalko Shal Yehuda. The Marshal explains that the Yehuda is supposed to be the government, Lo Yosef Shevim Yehuda, and the Beis HaMikdash should not be in the control of the government. We should have separation of church and state. That's why Rav Dovla Soloveitchik, when they offered him to be the chief rabbi, he said he didn't want to, because the chief rabbinate is controlled by the government. So what kind of chief rabbinate is that? What kind of a rabbonus is that? So the Beis HaMikdash also not supposed to be controlled by the government, and Yehuda is supposed to represent the government. So Yerushalayim has two aspects to it. It's officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, it's the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. Yid Kochim Kalam, the whole city of Yerushalayim. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there's a historical machlokes HaTanaim, looking back in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they drew the borders between Yehuda and Binyamin, were they makna this chelek of Yerushalayim to Yehuda and that chelek to Binyamin? Or no, it was Linus Chalkal Shvatim. The Pashto says that this is called Chalkal Shal Yehuda, and that's called Chalkal Shal Binyamin, but they were never makna to those Shvatim. So that's how we paskin, we assume lahalocha, it's a historical machlokes, and it's Nagel lahalocha, we assume historically it was never Nischalkal Shvatim. Because the Mokam HaMikdash has to be a Mokam Shiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem. If this belongs to Yehuda and that belongs to Binyamin, then it's not HaMokam, then it's not Mikol Shivtechem. So they were never Maknet. This is called Chelkel Shal Yehuda, and that's why you can't even have an inch of the Mizbeach there. That's called Chelkel Shal Binyamin. but it was never nikne. And Dina Mamanis, that chelik of Chelka Shal Yehuda was never given over, the ownership was never given over to Shevet Yehuda. So later, in the days of David HaMelech, they weren't sure where to build the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk says, L'shech Nesudishum, Parshas Re, L'shech Nesudishum, Vasa Shama, so it says, Drosh Al Pinovi. So what it means is, the Gemara explains, Talmid HaChacham have to figure it on their own, Al Pimidosh, Al Peren Nedresh, Esben. Where do they think he's supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash? And after they make up their mind where, then they have to consult a Navi and see if they're right. So David HaMelech figured it out, then he consulted the Navi, and told him that you're wrong. So what do you have to figure it out? That's the halacha. You have to try to figure it out on your own and then check with the Navi. So he thought that they're going to make it Be'ein Itim. It's a different location. Not in Yerushalayim. Outskirts of Yerushalayim. Ein Itim is a higher location, higher above sea level than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not the highest elevation above sea level. Ein Itim is higher. So David HaMelech thought to build a base Mikdash in Ein Itim, and then they told him, no, it's a mistake, has to be in Yerushalayim, has to be a little lower, not the highest elevation above sea level. So the Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha, how could there be a Sofik where you're supposed to make the base Mikdash? They knew historically Yerushalayim was Lones Chaka L'Shvatim. So they knew the reason why it's Lones Chaka L'Shvatim, Chamachim Meshachash, that's because that's supposed to be the Mokam Beis HaMikdash. So what all of a sudden in the days of David HaMelech they didn't remember why it was learned Chalka L'Shvatim? So the Chasam Sofer works on that kasha in one of his Jews. Perhaps the answer is Al Pi Pashtus, that there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. Washington D.C. doesn't belong to either of the states that it borders. What are the two states? Virginia and Maryland. Forgot already. Yeah. It's District of Columbia. It doesn't belong to any, because it's the capital. So the real reason why Yerushalayim is learned is Chalka L'Shvatim is because that the Yerushalayim is the makam of the Mikdash, and Mikdash has to be a makam Shiv Hashem, Nikol Shiv Techem. That was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. They knew that they didn't. Historically, we think that that's what happened. We're reconstructing historically. We assume it was never in Chalka L'Shvatim for that reason. Days of David HaMelech, it was forgotten why it was learned is Chalka L'Shvatim. And why those who live closer to Yerushalayim, their property was more valuable. Pasha, because when they're Oyla Regal, they have much less to travel. So in the days of David HaMelech, they didn't remember that that was the reason why. They thought because Yerushalayim is the capital, and if you have to go for tax purposes, you have to go to the capital, so it'll be closer. They didn't remember that the reason why Lenis Chalka was because of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Navi told them, no, that Yerushalayim is both the capital of Eretz Yisrael and also the Makam HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, when the man came down in the Midbar and they made their bread from the man, so Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun Birchas Hazon. Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Nusach of Birchas Hazon. When they entered Eretz Yisrael and they were successful in the war, Shevet Shekopshim, when they conquered the land, it took 7 years because there were Lamed Aleph Malachim. So then Yeshua Ben Nun composed the second bracha. Noidalucha, we thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael already belonged to the Jewish people. The Gemara says from the days of Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu walked around the borders, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he'll be kind and be king Yechazakim. So Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jewish people from them. We never lost our ownership. But the Poel Mamish, they didn't get it till after Yeshua Ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom over giving us Eretz Yisrael. We have a Kenyan, but we don't have it. When you have it in your hand, so then you thank the Rabbanu Shalom. So then in the days of David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. He was first king in Hebron for 7 years, then 33 years in Yerushalayim, I think. It says in Tanakh how many years. So when he established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, then he composed half of the third bracha. And then when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, then he composed the other half of the third bracha. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaAretz and Al HaToiva. HaToiva means Yerushalayim, and there are two aspects to HaToiva. The Yerushalayim is the capital, and Yerushalayim is the Mokdash. So the Gemara says that's the way they composed the Birchas HaMozen. It's all Deraisa, but in the days of the Midbar, it was only Deraisa to say the first Brocha. After Yeshua Ben Nun conquered Eretz, then it was Deraisa to add on a second Brocha. After David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, then they had the third half of the third bracha. Then when Shlomo HaMelech established the Beis HaMikdash, then they added on the second half of the third bracha. Then HaToiv HaMeitiv was added later. We assume HaToiv HaMeitiv is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan. Some Tanaim feel that HaToiv HaMeitiv is Deraisa because of the pasuk Al Hora Tatoiva Shanasanlach is a reference to the Bracha Toiva Meitav. We assume not so. We assume that Toiva Meitav Lav Deraisa, and not only Lav Deraisa, it's Midirabbanon, but it's not even part of Brichas HaMazon Midirabbanon. It's a Bracha that's recited after the completion of the Brichas HaMazon. Brichas HaMazon is over when you say Bani Rachman Bishalayim Amen, and then a Toiva Meitav is an added Bracha. After Chacham Avadya passed away, So the Sephardish rabbi, who is the rabbi in London now, who married a granddaughter of Chacham Avadya, so he was telling over a lot of stories. So he said that his grandfather always used to say like that, every time he ate by Chacham Avadya, when he would finish B'nei Yerushalayim Amen, he would start walking around the house when he said, Atayv Ameitev, because it's not part of Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says he's supposed to sit when you recite Birchas HaMazon, but you don't have to sit when you recite Atayv Ameitev. Was not even part of Birchas HaMazon of the Rabbanon. Okay. I mean, he had a good reason to walk around. He must have a reason why. Stam, why should he walk around?
How is it that was Yeshua added and for Tavanach there? How does the Raisa? What's the mechanism?
We learn out from the Psukim. Virachtas Hashem Alakecho, you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the food. Al Ha'oretz, you have to thank him. If and when you get Eretz Yisrael in your hands, then you thank him for Eretz Yisrael. HaToiv was to thank him over Yerushalayim, and the two parts of Yerushalayim. The fact that it's the capital, that was in the days of David HaMelech, and then the fact that it's the Mokam HaMikdash, that was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara in Bracha says that.
So the Allah Aras HaTova went to Ben David in this Moshe, which makes some mention of the land, so the actual text was made by Yeshua?
They never said that Bracha, and then, but they only said the first Bracha.
I mean, that was self-understood that we can't say thank you for the land for which I have in our hands.
You're not mechuyev to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo because he promised that he's going to give you something. You thank him after he gives it. Yeah, that's how they say the name Rabel Velas Alevich. Ani bechazach v'atachti yogli b'mshuasecha. I believe the Rebbeinu Shlomo promised us that he's going to give us Yeshua. Ani bechazach v'atachti. I believe it. Hashir el Hashem ki gomal alai. But I thank you after you deliver the goods. Ki gomal alai. That's how Rabel Velas said Pshat.
Avraham Avinu had a Kenyan goof without a Kenyan Paris. That's in the arts. Is that the difference?
Right. Right. That's it. The Tosis from Roshana says like that. Avraham Avinu didn't have the Kenyan Paris. But even if he had everything, he didn't have the in the day in the Midbar, they didn't have Eretz all in their hand. True, it belonged to the Jewish people all along, but the Poel Mamish, we didn't have it. So you only thank the Rebbeinu Shalom after the Kibbush or Aretz.
Would that apply nowadays also? If we, Chas v'Shalom, come to a point where we lose the state, would that mean that we don't?
Yeah, well, the third bracha, we lost. We don't have Malchus Beis David. We don't have Yerushalayim, has not been the capital for a long time. No Beis HaMikdash. So they changed the third bracha. We don't say thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital and for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. We say, Rachim no, have Rachmanis. Pashtus is the third bracha. Is no longer their Raisa. We're not saying thank you for giving us Yerushalayim and thank you for giving us Malchus Beis David. Say, please give us back the Malchus Beis David. Noida Lecho, yeah, that's a question. For so many years we didn't have control of Eretz Yisrael. So Noida Lecho, was that their Eisa? That's a good question. When we say, we assume that Birchas HaMazon is a Chi of their Eisa. Yeah, but how much of Birchas HaMazon is their Eisa? That's not so clear. We say, let's say, what's the difference whether something is deraisa derabban? So one of the differences is sofik deraisa luchom is sofik derabban luku. Let's say a person doesn't remember. He ate and he drank so much, he's a little drunk. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote Yerushalmi, even if a person is a little drunk and he's not yochel amad b'fnei hamelech, he's not allowed to daven shman esrei, but b'chus hamazon he's allowed to recite. Because it says, v'chalta v'savote v'rachtas Hashem lakecha, afidu hum dumdum, even if he's a little bit tipsy. That's how Yerushalmi says. So let's say the fellow, he's a little tipsy. He doesn't remember if he benched or not. How can he not remember? He's not all there. He's half drunk. He doesn't remember if he benched. So if he's only obligated to bench mid the Rabbanon, so you say, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, Sofik Brachas Lehokka. But if he's obligated to bench mid Atar, you don't apply the rule of Sofik Brachas Lehokka. You say, Sofik the Raisa Lechumer. So how much bread do you have to eat in order to be Chayim mid Atar? So in the Gemara, there seem to be three different opinions. One opinion in Tanoim is Vihalta. So if you eat a kazayis of bread, you have to bench menater. Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Natan Paskins like that, that kazayis is derais. Then the next Tana says, no, that would have been the din, if it would have only said v'achalta, but it says v'savata. V'savata means a little more than kazayis. That means another kazai. So two kazaisim. So two kazaisim is a kebetzim. What does the first tana do with v'savoto? The chalta would have been kazais, but it says v'savoto. So he said v'savoto means you should have drink. You should have something to drink with the bread. If you only had a kazais bread, you didn't have anything to drink, then the first tana holds that you're not chayif the bench menatar. The Ramban Shulchan Aruch writes like that. If a group of three people ate together, they want to bench mezuman. So which one of the three should bench mezuman? The one is more chayiv in brichas hamazon than the other. So one of them, two of them had a sandwich without a drink, and one had a sandwich with a drink. So the one who had with a drink, there's a room to say that he's chayiv the bench menatar. The one who didn't have anything to drink, there's room to say that it's only chayiv the bench.
Sandwich is a kebeta?
Pardon me?
Even if the sandwich is more than a kebeta?
Okay. So the Ramah quotes such a diktuk that the one who had a drink, so there's room to say he's chayv the bench menatar, and the others are not chayv the bench menatar. We really don't paskan like either of these opinions, al pi pashtus. We paskan they only chayv the bench if you ate kedei sevil. Chalta v'savata means you ate so much that you're not hungry anymore. If you, Rahman al-Islam, when they were in the concentration camp and they had a kazayis to eat and they were starving and they were losing weight all the time, they were half dead. So you're not chayv to bench menatar over there, the way we paskan. We paskan only chayv to bench menatar if you ate kidei sviyah. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's how it says. If a person ate kidei sviyah, is chayv to bench menatar. So if he's a little drunk, he's a little tipsy, he doesn't remember if he benched or not. So then you would say, sofik deraisa l'chumr. So how much would you say sofik deraisa l'chumr? Maybe only in the first bracha. Noida l'chumr, maybe it's only midirabbanan before hakamas hamadina. Rachim is only midirabbanan. Toiva meitav for sure is only midirabbanan. The Gemara says, we paskan. So the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch quotes a tshuva from the Maria Levi. I think that's the brother of the Taz. Taz was also a Levi. He quotes a tshuva from the Maria that if you have a Sofik Brichas HaMazon Deraisa, you're going to only bench, you're going to leave out a Tov HaMeitiv, so then people are going to be mezalzan and reciting a Tov HaMeitiv. So since you have to say Sofik Deraisa L'chumr, you have to recite the first bracha benching, you gotta say also the last bracha as well. That's the reason that's given. So even if one should assume al pi pashtus that Rachim is only the Rabbanon, even if you assume Noida L'chumr until 1948 was only the Rabbanon, but still it's like Gora from what the Maria Levi said, that once you're benching Sofik Deraisa L'chumr the first bracha, then you gotta say the rest also. Should be that Rachim is for sure only the Rabbanan. Noida L'cho before 1948 was probably also only the Rabbanan. We didn't have it yet. Yes, that's a very strong svara. Even if one would say not like the Maria Levi, but Noida L'chumr Rachim is more cause that you should say, because that's an integral part of Brichas HaMazon Midirabbanan. True, Minatoyer maybe not, but Midirabbanan is part, right? Right, that's what, and Yeshiva is the yesk on the Maria Levi. What did he have to give this reason? Ke'echad Olol Zalzulebe should have given a better reason, that the Rambam writes, whenever a person is mesupik, whether he's obligated to fulfill a mitzvah, that that person shook a lulav, he's not sure whether it was kosher or not. So we tell him, shake a lulav, he's not sure whether the esrog was a murgah, the hadassim and not mishaloshim, or whatever. So he has to shake a lulav again, but believe bracha, because sofik deraisa l'chumr, on the first day, sofik deraisa l'chumr, and sofik bracha's local, because the bracha is only the rabbana. So why does the Rambam write that one who is mesupik, if he said kriyashma not, so Kriya Shema is the Raisa, but the Birchas Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. So the Rambam says, Chos v'kori in Birchas Seho. Isn't that a contradiction to the other Rambam? The other Rambam writes, whenever you mesupik, if you did a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah, believe Brach, and here he says, because the Brach is only the Rabbanan, here he says, if you mesupik, if he recited Kriya Shema, you should repeat the Kriya Shema with the Brachas. That's already contradicts the other Rambam. That's like the Ravid says, and once you go to Chumrah, on the mitzvah, you have to go to Chumrah and the bracha as well. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Rashbo in the Chubas pointed out this apparent contradiction. The Rambam and the Rashba answered, no, the Rambam distinguishes that Birchus Kriyashma is different from all other Birchus HaMitzvah. It's a little unclear exactly what the Rashba explains. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to say this hezbo that you were saying, that when you shake a lulav and you say a bracha, when you put on tefillin and you say a bracha, the bracha is not, it's not that midrabbanan, you're not in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah tefillin, unless you say a bracha. There's a mitzvah deraisa tefillin, there's a mitzvah derabbanan to recite a bracha before you put on the tefillin. Mashenikein kriyashma in birchus secha, in midrabbanan, it's one kiyum together. The birchus kriyashma enhance the reciting of kriyashma because there are three parshias in shema, the three brachas to the birchus kriyashma, and each bracha spells out the theme of each one of the parshias of Shema. The first bracha, Mavi Yom, maybe Loila, Yetzirah, Baruch HaYishach, said there's only one God, Hashem Echad, who, not, unlike the Abdi Avodah Zarah, who believed there's a God of light and God of darkness and so on, we believe there's one God who's in charge of everything. He created everything in the world. And then the second bracha is this, that's the theme of the first parsha in Shema, is Kabbalah Samach HaShema. The second parsha, it's Kabbalah on mitzvahs and Talmud Torah. So that's the theme of the second bracha, Abba and Abba Rabba, is about Talmud Torah and Shmiras on mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, Chukim and Mishpatim, and so on. And then the third parsha is about Geuli, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's Geul Yisrael, and we elaborate on the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim by adding on mention of Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas Bechoris. So that's why Birchas Kriyashma are different. It's one kiyam together with the Rabbanon. It constitutes one kiyam together with the Kriyashma. So that's why the Rambam writes over there, Chosav Ikar in Birchaseh. That's a suffix. The writes a Luchumre on the whole Kriyashma. So the same over here could be that even if one would assume not like the Mari, they ask, why did the Mari Alevi have to give a reason? You should have said that it's the same Kriyashma in Birchaseh. If you're Mesupik, if you're benched or not, you got to say the whole benching, even the part that's the Rabbanim. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's not a kasha, that HaTovah Meitiv is a bracha, that's an additional bracha that's recited after the completion of the Birchas HaMazon. Even with the Rabbanim, HaTovah Meitiv of the Raisa means even with the Rabbanim, it's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. It's an additional bracha recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon. So you're right, even if one would assume that Rachim Noah is only mid the Rabbanon, and Noidelucha maybe for so many years it was only the Rabbanon, but that mid the Rabbanon is part of the Kriyashma. So that you should still say, Sofik deraisa luchumra, and the whole Birchas HaMazon. That's a good smart.
And Yerushalmech also says that for Yatzamotzi, for the first three brachas, you have to eat something to. You can't be Yatzamotzi without having eaten as well, at least the Kazayas, but for the fourth bracha, even if you didn't eat anything, you
could not see. Because it's not part of Birchas HaMazon. Interesting. Very good. What does it mean that you ate Kedei Sviya? So this is seems to be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and it's a Machlokes commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch also. It means you ate so much bread that you would have been saveh from the bread alone? We usually don't do that. In America, years ago in Europe, the people had the 8 slices of bread and a little bit of chicken. They didn't have a whole. We eat a whole steak. We eat a mashu of bread. We eat sometimes less than a gazayas of bread. Just off Yetzin Tzazayin on Shabbos. Who eats so much bread? So if you would just consider bread, we didn't have Kedei Sviya. We would walk away starving from the meal. So that seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to hold that it's only Kedei Sviya if you had Kedei Sviya from the bread. And Tosfos seems to disagree. No, if you had bread and you had a whole meal together and you're full from the whole meal, that's called the eating Kedei Sviya that you chayv min ha-Torah. Yeah.
You have to eat after
Kedei
Sviya bread?
No, because I have to have a kazayas of bread.
Yeah.
That's a question when we say that we paskin, if you ate Kedei Sviya, you chayv min ha-Torah. If you ate less than Kedei Sviya, we assume you chayv min ha-Rabbanon. Is that really so? You chayv min ha-Rabbanon. The Loshon HaGemara is the Malochim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it fair? Yisah Hashem Panim Elech V'yasem L'cho Shalom, is that fair? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu bends over backwards to show favoritism towards the Jewish people. Yis Hashem Padav Elacha, doesn't say in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as the one Asher Lo Yisafonim, Leik HaShechet, he doesn't play favoritism. So why does he show favoritism towards the Jewish people? So the Gemara says the Ribbono Shel Olam responds to the Malachim, how could I not show favoritism to the Jewish people? Ech Lo Yisafon, I instructed them that when Yif Achalta V'Savati, if they Svi, I have to recite Bechzal Mosen, V'Heim Edak Tekim Alatzma, Afilot Kezayis, Afilot Kebeitza. They recite on their own, even if they only ate a kezayis, according to the other Tana, they only ate kebeitza. So we mentioned before there are different opinions how much bread you have to eat in order to be chayv min haTorah. So the Pasha Peshat and Gemara, there are three opinions, kezayis, kebeitza, kedei svil. Other Rishonim say there never was a sheet of kezayis, kebeitza, that was all asmachtas midrabbanan. V'chalta means kezayis, v'chalta v'savata means kebeitza. Other Rishonim say that all of that is asmachta. Everybody agrees that you have to eat kedei svil. So now there's the question, what does it mean, the Loshon HaGemara? V'hei medak dikim al atzma. Means it's a chiyuv midrabbanan, or it means it's only a minig? Or means the Chachamim recommended it as a midas chasidus? So there is one opinion in Tosafot, that the Loshon medak dikim al atzma means that it's less than a din derabbanan. It's not even a chiyuv midrabbanan. What's the significance? So we have the klal. We have a klal. Let's say one person says Kiddush, one person says Avdallah, and everybody listens, so they're all Yotze with Shemei Koine. So the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Ran on the Rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the very end of Rosh Hashanah, so the Ran quotes Yerushalmi that there are three cases, three areas of Allah, but we don't allow Shemei Koine. One is Kriya Shema, the purpose of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. So it's not proper that I should be so lazy, I should just listen to the Chazan say Shema out loud, and I'll be yotzei with Shemei Koine. For Kabbalah Samach Shamayim purposes, you should say your own Kabbalah, you should say your own Pesukim. Then Tfilo, you need a Shidduch, and you need Parnasa, and you want to have blessed with children, whatever, you have an exam, and you want to daven to Rabbanu Shlomo, he should give you a Siyata Shemayim. So it's not right, you should rely on someone else and just say Amen at the end of the bracha. Say it yourself, speak for yourself. So tefillah you should say on your own. Then the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, the third exception to the rules when it comes to eating food, did you ask him to eat an extra sandwich for you? You ate the sandwich. So you ate the sandwich. You should say your own bracha. So you shouldn't rely on Shemei Koine and not for the bracha before eating food. Bread, leave out food, and not for the bracha after you finish eating. We do it all the time. We say, Hamoitzi. One person says Hamoitzi, and everybody around the table is Yotze. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, we do it like that. So the Mishnah says in Brachas Daf Magim, but that's only Hesebu, Echad Mavarach Lukulum. If you have Yoshvu, if everybody's sitting in the days of the Tanoim, they used to eat the Hesebu. So if you're in the most comfortable position, the most relaxed position, then everybody's in Mitzurah Yachad, so one can recite Hamoitzi for all the others. If they're sitting around the table, they don't have a Hesebu, then you cannot be Moitzi the others with the Hamoitzi. Tosis points out that Bezmanazel who eats Behesei, but it's annoying. On Pesach night, we have no choice. We got to eat Behesei, but all year long we don't. So Tosis says, Yeshiva didan, kehesei bedetu bayas. When we sit around the table, then you can say Hamoitzi to be Moitzi the other people. If you're standing, a lot of people, the father of the household says Hamoitzi on Shabbos Yom, everybody's standing. Out of respect for the bracha, they're standing. Or the people are walking in from the kitchen, they wash until it's done, they didn't sit down yet, so that's not right. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not moitzi the other person unless everybody's sitting around the table. The din used to be that sitting is not sufficient, that you need davke hasebu. And Tosafos says, that was manazeh, we changed the din because nobody eats behasebu. So yeshiva didan, kehasebu didum.
Did the end, if a person made the bracha while standing, and was moitzi other people?
B'di'evet,
we'll
try to remember to get to it in a minute or two. We'll try to get to it. So what do you gain by having Heseba? If the Yerushalmi says you don't say Shemei Koine by Brichas Hanenin because you're eating on your own, you didn't ask him to eat an extra sandwich for you. You're eating your own sandwich, you say your own brachas. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the pshat is when you have a chabura eating together, so the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one bracha. The whole din of Brichas Hanenin is only midrabbanan. So that's what they're misaken. If a whole chabura of people are reading pas v'yayin, that din only applies to pas v'yayin, that you need hasebu, or you need echad mevarach l'kulam. So then we say the whole chabura offers one hamoitzi, and everybody gets it. And it's not based on Shemei Koine. Then by Bichas Hamazon also, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, shlosh yishoch l'kachas, chayovim l'zamin. What do you mean, benchim mezuman? So in the days of the Gemara, the practice would be when you bench mezuman, only one person, the mezamin says the whole birchas hamazon from the beginning to the end. The others just say amen. Mechaber recommends that you should say softly along with the mezamin, but the ikra din is the mezamin says the whole benching out loud. Tilu olamai chasreinu, and everybody says amen. And then the mechaber recommends, since a lot of times we find it easier to talk than to listen, we never listen to other people. So the mechaber is afraid, he quotes from Rishon, he's afraid that you're not going to pay attention to the mezamin. They should say along softly, but it's not right the way we do, that the mezamin says benching softly and everybody says they're benching on their own. That's not called mezumin. So how does the mezamin in the days of the Gemara and Mishnah Berurah says like that, that when you bench mezumin, correct the way he is, the mezamin should say the whole benching till the olam ha'chasrein out loud. Everybody should say amen, and everyone should say softly along with the mezamin. So how does that help if the Rishami says you don't allow shemeya kaina? So the answer is the same answer. There are two ways to bench. If a private individual eats on his own, he's mechuyav to recite birchas hamazon. If a chabura eats together, chabura means three, minimum of three, shlosh shach lukachas. If three people eat together, so then the nature of the chiyav is different. The halacha says that the chabura has to offer one birchas hamazon. It's not that the one who benches out loud is moitzi the others with shemeya kaina. It's not based on shemeya kaina. We don't allow shemeya kaina, not by hamoitzi, and not by birchas hamazon. By hamoitzi, if he say be'echem mevorach lekulam, the whole chabura offers one hamoitzi, and by birchas hamazon, Tosis says hasebu applies to birchas hamazon and to hamoitzi. Same thing. Then echem mevorach lekulam is that the whole chabura offers one birchas hamazon. Then the Gemara has a din, if two people ate, naim shoch lukacha, so there's a machloikis, is there an optional mezumen? So we pask and no. The Mishnah says, shlosh shoch lukachas, chayovim lezamen. What if you have shnaim shoch lukachas? Do you say it's a rishus, or do you say it's not even a rishus? So we pask and there's no rishus. So each one should recite his own benching. You shouldn't have one person. Kolechem mevorach lachem, shouldn't have one person bench. And have, let's say, Kiddush and Avdolah. One person says the Kiddush, and the other one is Yotze. There's no preference to have each one say his own Kiddush, Adarab. The only one shows from the Gemara, from the Toseftas, that Echem Mevorach Lukulam is preferable, because B'Rovam Haris Melch. There should all be Yotze, with one person saying Kiddush, one person saying Avdolah. The Chabad sounds like it's preferable that each person say his own Kiddush. That's how the Hasidim do. And the Vilna Gaon says it's against all the Gemaras and all the Toseftas, that each person, if one person says in the role Yotze, that's Beroi Vom Hadus Melech. So the Gemara says, if Shnaim Shoch L'Kachas Mitzvah L'Chalek, more correct is each one should say the benching on his own, but if one is a Sofer, one is a Boor, Sofer means he's a scholar, he knows how to say benching, and the other one is a Boor, does know how to recite Birchas Hamazon, then we allow Shemeh Koine, that Sofer Mevorach Boor Yotze B'Bachos, when the scholar says the benching, and the other one is Yotze. So the Pella is, but there's no Mezumin. Mezumin is only three. So if you don't have Mezumin, then you're relying on Shemeh Koine. So you just said you don't say Shemeh Koine Birchas Hamazon. So how come if one is a Sofer, one is a Boor, you do allow Shemeh Koine? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, look in the Bir Agro answers the Kasha. He explains that Ran, according to Rishalmi, that there are three cases where we don't permit Shemeh Koine, namely, by Kriya Shema, because it's Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, by Tefillah, because you have your Tzarachim, and by eating food, because you're eating the food yourself, this whole Chumrah is only Midrabbana. And I tell you, even allow Shemeh Koine on Kriya Shema, and on Shema Esrei, and on benching as well. So whenever one is a Boor, one is a Seif, one is a Boor, so then you have a B'Shas HaTchak, you revert back to the Din D'Oraisa, and you do rely on Shemeh Koine. So the Shaila is, so B'Shas HaTchak, we do allow it. Why? Usually we have a rule. This is the question he asked before. So now is the minute and a half is up. So usually you have a klal b'shas hatchak v'mekel. The lashon of Tosfos is shas hatchak k'di'evid domi. If something would be mutter b'di'evid only, din the rabbanon obviously on the level of the raisa, you don't distinguish between lachatchila b'di'evid. If something is also lachatchila mutter b'di'evid, so b'shas hatchak we allow it even lachatchila. If you have a big shas hatchak, let's say you have a trefa kli and it's ain't a ben yomo. Whatever you're going to cook there will not become trei. But l'chatchili shouldn't cook in a cliche in a benyam. It's a nisa de rabbanim. But if you have a big shas hatchak, you have to bake bread. And years ago, bread, alalech b'yichya ha'adam. They needed bread to exist. Every meal had a lot of bread and a little bit of something else. He used to eat 8 slices of bread, and every meal ate a lot of bread. So if you have to bake bread, and the only place to bake is in a goyish bakery, and he's not going to let you kasha the baking tins, so you can use it b'shas hatchak, you can use the tray for baking tins if it's ene b'yom. So that's Tosis Klal. Shas hatchak the yevedom here. So if b'shas hatchak we allow soifu a boor that the soifu mavarcha bo yetzer b'b'chosah, is that because shas hatchak the yevedom and b'diyeved, if one person would say hamoitzi but the other person is standing? That's what he wanted to know. You're not supposed to say Shemekah unless they're all sitting. So Yeshiva did Danke, say, but they do. The whole Chabur offers one Hamoitzi. So what if they're standing? So that's a Machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. That's 2 days in the Mechaber. Or let's say Bichas Hamazon, not say for a Bur. They're both suffering. And they didn't eat Beheseba. They're two people or three people, but they're all riding horseback. They're all riding and they're not eating Beheseba, not eating Bishiva Achas. And then they decided one of them is going to say the whole benching out loud. The other two are lazy. They're just going to be yotze b'shemei kain. So that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether you say b'diyeved, do you say shas hatchak b'diyeved dami? So b'diyeved for sure you yotze. This din the rabbanon l'chatchila shouldn't say shemei kain by benching. There's only l'chatchila b'diyeved you do and shas hatchak you also make. Although no, maybe shas hatchak is more of a kula than b'diyeved. You have a couple of rare cases in Shulchan Aruch where something is mutter l'chatchila b'shas hatchak. And shaloi b'shas hatchak, even b'diyeved, it's not acceptable. That's unusual. That's a quirk. The pashto should have been not so. The b'shas hatchak you should be making because it's like b'diyeved. So that's a machlokes, yeah. So sometimes there is a din of shemei kohen by benching. Let's say if a person doesn't know how to bench, so if you're a boor, so then you revert back to the din there. I said, we allow shemei kohen because menatar you do allow shemei kohen. So the Gemara has a sofik. In Brachas Dav Chof, women, the Mishnah says that women are mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon because in the mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman grova. But the Gemara has a suffix there where the noshim of Birchas Hamazon is their eyes at the bottom. Why should it be a suffix? Why should the women, it's not hazman grova, why should the women not be chayv min haTorah in Birchas Hamazon? So Rashi and Tosfos give different suggestions. Maybe because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. A notion on not lechelik ba'aretz. The Bnei Slavchad got a chelik. That was rare, but 95% of the women did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because they were brothers. So that's either that's the pshat, or because one is obligated min haTorah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he gave us bris milah and Torah. That's a question. The Gemara says you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noydalucha over the fact that he gave us Bris Milah and he gave us Talmud Torah. So women don't have Bris Milah, women don't have Talmud Torah. So if one should assume that that's a din men haTorah, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bris Milah and Torah. So that's a sofi. Maybe the whole chiyuv on women is only midrabban. That's either all or nothing. So the Gemara has a sofi. So the Gemara says, what's an afkamina where the women are chayv men haTorah midrabban? Bottom line, the Mishnah says the women are chayv to bench. So the Gemara says, "Afkamina, can a woman recite benching to be moitzi a man? If the man is mechuyev min haTorah, the man ate kedei svia, and the woman is only mechuyev min derabbanon, because whatever reason, noshel lo not lechelik bar, it's a bris haTorah, whatever. So then the woman cannot be moitzi the man. So that it says in Shulchan Aruch that a woman should not. It's a sfeika d'dina where the women are chayv min haTorah derabbanon. So a woman should not recite chamazon to be moitzi a man. What about a cotton?" So the Gemara says a katan is only mechuyev min derabbanan mitam chinuch. So a katan cannot be moitzi his father. Let's say the child goes to the yeshiva before bar mitzvah. He knows how to read. He knows how to recite Birchas Hamazon, and the father doesn't know how to recite Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara says the child cannot be moitzi the father. But then the way it's printed in our Gemara is the girsa that we have is if the katan, if the father didn't eat kedei svia, if the father did not eat kedei svia, so the father's obligation is only midirabbanan. Then the cotton can be moitzi the father. That's where it says in our Gemara. So Rabbi Kevega on the side of the Gemara, the Stembrochas Dav Chofim, so Rabbi Kevega, the Gilyan Ashas raises a question. There is a machlekes Rishani, what's the nature of the chi of chinuch? Chinuch means that the father is mechuyev to see to it that his son benches, or the child is mechuyev to bench, midirabbanan. So if you say the father is mechuyev, even midirabbanan, the child is not mechuyev. So the child is not mechuyev b'dover, even midirabbanan. So how can the child recite Birchas Hamazon to be moitzi the father? He's not even mechuyev b'dover midirabbanan. So Rabbi Kevega raises the issue. Then he says, achas man rab matzasi, that the Rabban had a different gears in the Gemara. That it doesn't, there is no such Gemara. But the way it says in our Gemara, if the father ate less than kedei sviya, so the cotton can't be moitzi the father. So Tosfos in one place raises this issue. How can the cotton be moitzi the father? If the cotton's not even mechuyev in the rabban, how can it be moitzi the father? So Tosis gives an answer, a suggestion. The Hemedakti Kimal Atzma means that if you ate a kazayis, you're not even mechuyev to bench ben derabbanan. It's a minig, or it's a midas chasidus introduced by the chachamim. So you don't even need that the one is being motzi you should be a mechuyev b'dov. When you're mechuyev in a mitzvah, you have to hear kiddush min haTorah, you have to hear havdolah min derabbanan, whatever. When you have a real chiyev deraisa derabbanan, and someone else is going to be motzi you, so then you have to have you should be mechuyev b'dov. But if your whole mitzvah is only a midas chasidus or a minig, then Taisa suggests you don't even need mechuyev b'dov. So that's why the cotton shegiyah lachinuch would be able to be moitzi the father if the father only ate less than kedei sviyah. There are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. What if the child ate less than kedei sviyah? They're both in the concentration camp. They're both half dead. And they just have a kazayis and have to bench a medakti kemalatz and nowhere near kedei sviyah. So the father ate less than kedei sviyah, the son ate less. So the son is a trader rabbanon. He ate less than kedei sviyah, and is only mechuyev mitam chinuch, and the father is a chad rabbanon. So Tosis in Megillah has that chiddush. A trader rabbanon cannot be motzi a chad rabbanon, because the trader rabbanon is a lower level of a chiyuv than a chad rabbanon. So that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether if the father and the son, they both eat less than kedei sviyah. Do you say over there also the son can be motzi the father? So how can it be that there's an opinion that son can be motzi the father? So Tosis explains, it's not a problem because medaktik emalatzma means that it's not even a chiyuv midrabban. It's less than a din derabban. It's only a minig medaktik emalatzma. The Gemara has such a lashon by Shuman Hagid. The Shuman Hagid, the fat on top, is mutam min haTorah. And then the Gemara says, v'sol kidoshim nogu bo iser. So the Bima Godim quotes the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. For the Ravitz Kasha, so the Kesef Mishnah writes, the Rama holds that Shuman Agid is not even awesome at the Rabban, it's only Vitam Minik. So it says it's Mutam and Atar, Behem Medakta Kima, Visol Kedoshim Nogabo Isim. It doesn't say that they asked Ben Rabban, same over here. It says Behem Medakta Kima Latzmam, Afilu Ad Kezais, Afilu Ad Kibetz. So that's what Tosis understands. Medakta Kima Latzmam means that it's even less than a Din Rabban.
A woman, if she's not sure, if she benched, would not be a question too.
If a woman is not sure if she benched, yeah, we hold that it's a sveik at a dinner whether she chayv to bench when a term of the Rabbanon. So on the level of the Rabbanon, sveik of the Rabbanon l'kula. On the level of the rice, it's a sveik, and maybe she's not mechuyev at all. And even if she is mechuyev, maybe she did bench. So that's what the poskim say. Why didn't they mark give that nafkemina? Whether women are mechuyev and atarim the rabbanon, what's an afkemina, whether they can be a mitzi men. Why don't they give an afkemina for suffik? So the Prima Godim says, because the afkemina for suffik, we're going to pask in lahokal over there. Because on the level of the rice, it's a svek sveka. And on the level of the rabbanon, it's a sveka the rabbanon lakula. So bottom, because the Gemara knew that it's going to remain a bayit lev sheet. So they wanted to give an afkemina, that's negel halacha. So they said an afkemina, whether the woman can bench to be mitzi her husband. When you do revert back to the din derech, when you are relying on the shemei kain.
So according to the Ram, who says that you can't apply shemei kain to benching, so it's even the shiloh about ketanim and noshim that you will say.
No, that's midrabbanon, the way the Vilna Gaon, Mishnah Berurah quoted the Vilna Gaon, that's midrabbanon, we don't allow it. Unless one is a seifa, one is a boor, then we revert back to the ikarit din that you do
so
apply shemei.
This whole shiloh is only by a
if the father
boor,
doesn't know, yeah, the man doesn't know how to bench, then we revert back to the din deraisa that you do say shemaka. Right, so can they be mitzi him because they're not mechuyev b'dov on the same level? The Gemara says that Birchas HaMazon has to be recited by yeshiva in a sitting position. You shouldn't, even if you were eating a sandwich in a standing position, the Gemara says it's not healthy. The Gemara in Gittin says it's not healthy to eat or drink in a standing position. But the Birchas HaMazon has to be in a sitting position. Tosis quotes Rav Moshe Albert, Abala Tosis. Moshe Albert, where did they get this from? Because of Chalta v'Savota uverachta. So you read the word v'Savota v'Shev Eis. Which one of the midas I turned to Hashem is that? I don't know. That's what Tosis quotes Rav Moshe Albert. Probably lived in England. Sounds like a British name.
Shev
yeah.
Eis.
Huh?
Shev Eis
means you should ask him. Shev. V'Savota v'Shev Eis.
What is Eis?
Abayla. They should sit for a moment. Sheves. And then the Gemara has another din that Birchas HaMazon has to be recited in the same place where you ate. That that person ate over here, and then he forgot to bench, and he went across the street. So would we say he has to go back or not? So the Chatrili should certainly go back and bench in the same place where he ate. And if it's a big Shas HaTchak, then it's a machlek is Bishamai and Bishil. And more correct is you should be machmer like Bishamai. You should be machmer like the Bishamai. The Gemara says the one, there were two Talmidim, the one who was machmer like Bishamai was rewarded. There we recommend you should be machmer like Bishamai, because Bishil also agreed. He correct, then he's supposed to recite Bichsam Basim Komba. But it's only a Din the Rabbanon. So it's a big tira. So then the Bishil will say, with not matriach, he can bench over there. What's considered Bichas HaMazon in the same place? If the person, let's say, by the chassidim, they go to the Rebbe's Tish, so they say HaMoitzi and they eat half the meal here, then they go to the Rebbe's Tish to eat a little challah there. If they don't eat challah there, then it's not proper. They don't have to have a kazayas there. They have to have a little bit. You can't be mitzarf them to mezumen by the Rebbe's Tish unless they ate a kazayas over there. But they can bench Birchas HaMazon Mimkomo if they have a mashu who have challah over there.
So you need to have a kazayas in a place where you see the HaMotzi?
Right.
To bench, you don't need to have a kazayas, but in a place where you see the HaMotzi, you need to have a kazayas before you move.
That's another issue of Shine Mokom. That if I say Ho Adomo, and I start eating a potato here, and then I change. I thought I was going to eat it here. I wasn't planning to go anywhere else. And then all of a sudden I have to go, the mailman is ringing the door, and I have to go somewhere. And then I come back, so Shine Mokom Tzorach Lebrach, you have to say another bracha. So then we'll get to the details soon. So then the din is, if you ate the kazayis of bread, since Birchas HaMazon is pas, it's Tom Baruch Le'achar Abim Komo, so you're still related back to the same place where you started to eat the first kazai. So then Shina Mokom doesn't require another hamoitzi by bread. If I go to continue eating there, or if I walk away and I come back over here, that's either case of Shina Mokom, you don't have to say another hamoitzi. So that's only if you ate already a kazai. So Tom Baruch Le'achar Abim Komo, so it's as if I'm still attached to the original location where I ate the bread.
I meant in his case, when he had in mind they're going to move. So you have to, before you move, and you're going to bench later in that other place, before you move, must you first have a gazayis in the place where you say hamotzi, or you
yes.
have a gazayis in the place there?
No, if you didn't have a gazayis here, it just had a little bit less than a gazayis, then you have to say another hamotzi over there. The only time you say that Shina Mokom Ein Tzorach Lebarach by Pas is because Pas is Tom Brocha L'Achra B'Mkomo, so it's only Tom Brocha L'Achra if you had gazayis. If you had less than a gazayis, then you Mishana Mokom. So it's the same as eating vegetables, same as eating other things. That is Shina Mokom Tzorach Levarach.
So your gas can't overcome the Shina Mokom?
No. So Shina Mokom, there are three klolim. There are three klolim. That's what we usually assume. If you have a gigantic hall, let's say a wedding hall, gigantic hall, and I say, Hamotzi over here, and then I'm going to eat all the way in the other corner. So that's called Mipina Lepina Boso Cheder. That's called Mokom Echad. Then Micheder Lecheder Boso Bayis. I have an apartment. So I have a lot of rooms in the apartment. So if he had in mind when he's going to begin the meal, he's not eating bread. Or he didn't eat a kazayis of bread. So if he had in mind, he's going to roam around the whole house. So micheda lecheda b'osabayis. If he had in mind, then it's not called Shina Mokom. If he didn't have in mind, then it is called Shina Mokom. Let's say I live in an apartment house. So my next door neighbor has also a few rooms. So that's not called micheda lecheda b'osabayis. It's the same building, but that's like Mibayis Lebayis. That's a different apartment. So Mibayis Lebayis from one apartment to the other, from one house to the other. So then it's always called Shina Mokom. It doesn't help even if you had a mind. So those are usually the three klolim benegir to the three dinim. Benegir to Shina Mokom Tzorach Levarach. If you start eating over here and you change to a different location, you have to say another bracha. So we have the three klolim. Then with respect to Birchas HaMazon, passes Tom Baruch L'Achar Abim Komo. So let's say you ate at a wedding. So I ate over here. And then when it comes to benching, they're benching over there, the other end of the hall. So most of the poskim assume that's called Birchas HaMazon Bim Komo. That's the same place where you ate. And then the third klal is Mibayis Lebayis. There's so many people at the weddings. So half the people are eating in a different building. and then you're going to come here for the Birchas HaMazon. So then even if you had a mind, that's called, it's not called Bracha L'Achra B'mkoma. So this is Negev to Shina Mokam by the Bracha Rishayna, Negev to Birchas HaMazon B'mkoma, and Negev to Kiddush M'mokam Suda. All three are the same, are the same klal. Is it considered also Mokam or not? So you have these three klal.
Make
him what
you hear. Then you go a couple of blocks ahead. Finish the Siddur there. It's not a problem.
From if you say, I'm Oitzi here, and where does he, in the Yitzah, Kazayas.
Yeah.
If he ate a Kazayas, then there's no Din of Shinim Mokam. Bypass. Bypass is no Din of Shinim Mokam. By the Shivas Haminim, that's Machloikis and Shulchan Aruch. But it's also Tom Barchalach Ramim Koma. If the, all the Shivas Haminim are Tun Barchalach Ramim Kaimam, then there's no Din of Shinim Mokam by them either. Let's say the person ate Kazayas of grapes.
The Kiddush Mokam is supposed to be the same. Romans, but in a different.
Kiddush Mokam Suda, if it's Mich, let's say, a lot of shuls that make Kiddush Shabbos morning, they're afraid everyone's going to go downstairs, they're going to start eating before Kiddush. So the rabbi makes Kiddush upstairs in the shul, and he tells everybody they're going to eat the mezainis downstairs. So that's Micheda Lecheda Bosa Bayis. Micheda Lecheda Bosa Bayis, if you have a mind, then it's called Kiddush Mokam Suda, then it is good. But let's say the shul has two different buildings. So the rabbi's going to say Kiddush here, then everybody's going to walk out into the street and walk to the social hall, which is a different building. So okay. Mibayis lebayis, it doesn't even help if it's if you have a mind.
My mother in the north floor, I make Kiddush, then they go out to the other floor, finish to eat the seed. It's a problem. It's a different apartment. It's the same building, different apartment.
Different apartment, that's like Mibayis lebayis. No, different apartment is like Mibayis lebayis. Mecheda lecheda bayis lebayis means within the same apartment, but if it's a different apartment, that's like Mibayis lebayis.
Was there being holding out the hallway in the apartment building? Is that called different bias? You use it, you keep stuff out there sometimes.
And that's like me bias the bias also. I don't think. I think the cheder lecheder bias the bias. I mean within the apartment. The Mishnah Berurah, that's the way the most poskim said that these three dinim are applied to all three: the kiddush makom suda and shina makom tzarich levarach and birchas hamazon b'mkoma. Mishnah Berurah quotes in the footnotes on the bottom in the Sharetzi, and he quotes a minority opinion that Birchas HaMazon has to be b'mkomo. If you ate over here, you shouldn't bench over there. Even though it's cheder lecheder, mipina lepina ba'oso, mipina lepina ba'oso cheder, that's not called Birchas HaMazon b'mkomo. You ate over here, so you should bench over here. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to do like that. When he was at a wedding, he rarely stayed to the end. When he would stay to the end, he would insist on benching where he ate, and he wouldn't walk over to the other table.
Same,
yeah. Mishnah Berurah quotes that in the Sharet Zion. It doesn't paskin like that. We assume that all three are the same. A Kiddush Mamakam Suda and Shina Mokam for Abracha, Bracha Rishayna, and Birchas HaMazon Mimkom. Okay, Tov. We scratched the surface. There's a lot more.
Can I clarify a couple of things?
Sure.
So, first of all, with making a Zimun. So it's preferable if one person benches and the other people don't say anything?
In the days of the Gemara, that was the practice. And Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishayim that today, we don't always pay attention, so he recommends everybody should say along softly with the Mezamim. So the Mezamim should say the whole benching out loud slowly, right? Everything out loud, and everyone should pay attention to him. They should say along softly with him, and they should finish before he finishes each bracha, so they'll be able to say Amen. But the Ramam is Mashma, perhaps, that if you don't say Amen and Chazor HaShatz, you don't say Amen and Bench HaMezumen, you're not Yotzei the whole Mezumen, you're not Yotzei the Chazor HaShatz. By other brachas, Anios Amen, the Gemara says, it's not Miyakeh. But by Adobah Shal Tzipur, from the Ramam would be Mashma, that benching the Chabura, the Anios Amen is Likuva.
So you should have to wait for the Ramadan.
The Mezumen should wait for the people, yeah.
Or also vice versa, the people should wait until he catches up and he says Baruch Ata.
Yeah, they shouldn't start the second Baruch until the Mezamin finishes the first Baruch.
And
the Mezamin shouldn't bench so fast, because the other people are still saying the Baruch, so they should both pay attention to each other.
If it's a preference of being able to say it slower to have more Kavana, but then you'll be missing the Amen, should he...
should he still say it's loaded with kavana? Like by Shmona Esrei, you say he should. It's okay to miss kedusha as long as he's having more kavana.
Yeah.
So
I have that a lot of times. I like to be nice, and when we have people over at home, so I ask the Akoyin or Levi, so I ask them they should bench. I ask them please bench slowly. They always bench so fast. Like, I miss. Okay.
If you're eating like in the calf or something, and it's not.
From now on, I should take whenever there's no Akoyin or Levi, I always bench. So I should always bench even if there is a Akoyin or Levi.
So, but it is okay to say it's lower and
I would think so, yeah.
And also, what's the status?
Say the words.
What's the status after Ali Chasreinu, Harachman? I've seen some people not say it at all, and some people do say it. I asked you this one.
The Vilna Gaon on Shabbos left out from the fourth one on. Harachman in Farid Seinu B'chavid, you're on Shabbos, you don't talk about Parnos. The first three Harachmans he did say, and starting from Harachman in Farid Seinu he didn't say, and he skipped till the Rachman Yanchil Eriam Shkul the Shabbos and Lech Lachai Yerlamim. So from there to the end, he did say.
Wow.
So people say, oh, the Vilna Gaon didn't say Harachman, period. It happens that he did say all week long, just on Shabbos he abridged it. And the Vilna Gaon didn't say Harachman, even if it were true that he didn't say, because he was sitting and learning all day long. Not because he's running to watch a movie or a baseball game.
What should we do?
If you have time, you should say Harachman. If you're late for a final, first year, so you should come to the year.
You can miss the whole. You can kind of.
There's a machlekes. The tour has a machlekes with his brother. When you bench alakos, so the brother holds that right after the olamay chasrein and the mezam should say bor piagofen. Not supposed to be mafzik with harachman. Rachman is only a minute. Rachman for the balabayis. If you're eating by someone else, you're a guest. Then that's medina. Some hold that that's medina. They're isin to say bracha for the balabayis. That's how the Rishonim made up Adrosha.
So when in the cafeteria, should we say Rachman Jivarach Eishir University?
No, who paid for the food? Your parents.
We did.
Your parents paid for the food. See, Rachman Jivarach Eishir University.
Subsidized by the President's Council.
Okay, so you say, when I benched in the yeshiva, I said, Rachman Jivarach Eishir Shitom Ba'ad Tzuraseinu.
This again?
For those who donated money, that I should eat the meal. Because when I eat here, I don't pay for the meal. So someone else is paying. I don't know who they are, so I give a bracha to them. So the tour quotes his brother that you shouldn't be mafzik him when you bench halakos. You shouldn't be mafzik him for the benching and barbi agofen. You shouldn't say harachmas consomi a minute, except for the rachman, for the balbais. That's midin. Then the tour says, nah, it's not so bad. Since we say all the harachmans all week long, so it's like an extension of Ateva Meita. Ateva Meita was also not part of the Birchas Hamazon. It was instituted as a bracha to be recited after the completion of the Birchas Hamazon. These are all Harachmans also.
So in practice on Shabbos, we should avoid the Yefresino, Harachman Yefresino, the Chavod, we should avoid that on Shabbos?
That was the meaning of the Grah. Look, this is Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. This is a combination of two Yeshivas. Eitz Chaim was Valojin. There were two yeshivas on the east side. One was named after Valojin. Valojin was closed in 1891. Then they opened it years later. So this was this yeshiva was paid for by Balabatim, wanted to preserve the minig Valojin. So that's why we have some things that we follow. They didn't follow everything from the Vilna Gaon, but a lot of things they did follow.
That's why I used to say, he doesn't understand why the people don't say loud the Rachmans also.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating my mention that he said the Rachmans, everything till the end.
Who, Rabbi Breuer? Yeah, he said everything.
Yeah.
I was once benching by Jakey's Sheva Brachas.
Uh-huh.
So they were mechabim me to bench by the Sheva Brachas. So I said till the Olamai Chasrein. He's clapping. No, so he wanted me to say everything till the end. Oh, Shalom Aram, till the very end. I said everything out loud. Okay.
When they bring the Torah, the Briska Rav was makpid to make the Sheva Brachas after Olamai Chasrein, with the same way the Harachman is there. So if we're saying that someone made to Julia, not even a chelik of benching, so he would medai from the Rambam that it's the Sheva Brachos a part of the benching and they should be right attached to benching, so shouldn't they be even before Tavah Meitav?
But they were mistaken to recite at Tavah Meitav immediately after the bench.
It's enough part of benching that it should be.
Not part of the benching, but that was the takana. Should be recited right after Tzamut to the benching, right after the benching.
Even before Sheva Brachos.
Okay.
But, okay. The Ravadja, even the person can technically walk around and say it's not really part of benching, but still it comes before Sheva Brachos.
Yeah, that was a takana, that it should be recited immediately after the benching. The Arachmas that they say by the Bris, that was instituted later. That's not from the days of the Gaon. So that's why they say that according to the Baal HaTanya, you shouldn't say those before Bar Piagofer. You should say those after the Bar Piagofer. Well, by my, I had three boys, so we had three Bris. And so as it turns out, by each Bris, we mechabed someone to say the Harachmans for the Bris, who didn't eat. Who didn't eat bread. So the first Bris, I think, was Rabbi Goldberg, Zechon Lebracha. Happened to come in the middle. He didn't wash, so he said. Then once Rabbi Lifshitz, I think the second Bris, I forgot already. One Bris, Rabbi Lifshitz said all the Arachmans by the Bris.
To avoid this issue of the person saying it before.
Yes, so it's him. It's not a hefsi. He's not benching. The other people have an option not to say amen. Don't answer.
Sure.
Don't be mopsy.
Thank you so much.
How about Slachas?
Thank you.
So to have a kfiyas for a zimur, let's say for a shavu brachas. Let's say if everybody's seated at some point, but not all 10 at the same time. Let's say you have 7 people seated at some point, and then they say there's 7 chairs. They take turns of who will, so they'll eat sitting down when they're eating, but let's say, but they won't all have 10 seated eating together. Would that be a kfiyas for a zimun or for a shavu
brachas? The Gemara says they have to shlosh, they have to eat at the same time, or the Gemara says, when the last 3 are eating and the other 7 finished eating already, if you would serve them dessert, would they eat the dessert? Or are they full? They're full to capacity, they wouldn't even want to eat a dessert. So if they're in such a matzav that if you would serve them a good piece of cake, a good dessert, they would eat it. So that's also called shloshish, it's also called ochlukacha.
So that's even if though they wouldn't be sitting?
Even
saying that
if they wouldn't be sitting.
If you have,
they're in the same room.
So let's say you have 3 people who sat and ate together, and you have 7 people who ate mizanos or whatever. Oh, well, let's say you have 7 people who ate sitting down, hamotzi, and another 3 who ate mizanos just standing. So,
okay.
So that would be fine to bench. In other words, you don't need to have 10 people to sit.
Okay.
You need to have enough to have 6 people sit.
You have to have 7 who ate bread.
So 7 people sitting together for a shavu brachos or a zimun.
Mm-hmm. It's a question. I saw a question whether a shavu brachos you need 7 or 6.
Uh-huh.
For the shavu.
Thank you.
So, Rabbi, so the only reason why the one who's going to zamein says
the
until I have to say out loud is manazeh is only seven. It's like machaber, just a
poker,
shash that people are not going to be benching. Meaning that's why the leader is saying everything out loud.
No, because that's the Ika Dina Benchem Mizumin. That one person says the whole Birchas Hamazon with the whole group, and they all answer Amen. Why they say along softly? So that the Mechaber recommends. He quotes Rishonim recommend because we don't always pay attention when other people are talking. So we don't always pay attention when they're saying the Birchas Hamazon for us. So that's why the Mechaber quotes this recommendation. You should say along softly. But the Ika Din is he's supposed to have a mind to be yotz with them in Zameh. Right? Nachon?
Is the Teresa the bracha for the Baal HaBayit that only if the person is the Mizamin or everybody? The Rishon suggests the bracha for the Baal HaBayit might be Teresa.
Yeah, I think so. Even if Baal HaBayit is benching Mizamin. But the guest should give a bracha for the Baal HaBayit? I think so.
Let me mention that going from apartment to apartment would be considered
bias. Yeah.
A hallway in an apartment building would not be considered, part of a bias. That's a totally separate from like Shabbos, where that would still be considered a Shusarabim or a Shusayachim.
Shusayachim, if the walls around to Shusayachim. But if you have a different family living in this apartment, different family in the other apartment, so Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that you shouldn't carry from one to the other to the hallways, unless you made an Erev HaTzeres.
Okay.
But so the Torah is all Rishus Sayachan, but the Rabbanon is a subcategory. This Rishus Sayachan, that Rishus Sayachan. If they have different families living there, if the family's away for Shabbos, then there's no problem.
So did the dorms make Erevei Tavshilin? Or
Erevei Chatzeres?
Erevei Chatzeres?
Dorms are fully furnished and everything belongs to the yeshiva and they can always switch you from one dorm room to the other. So because of these reasons, it's assumed that you don't need an Erev HaTzeres. Rav Soloveitchik used to tell the boys they should make an Erev HaTzeres without a bracha. So years ago, they used to make.
If that's the case, then why is it that we reach high if the yeshiva instructed us all to do our own bezika on an Erev Pesach?
Because you're using the apartment.
Okay.
But is it a different?
Shlemazan, they get one answer. Shlemazan, where they have to do b'dikas chametz in the dormitory. Kol Taras, he said, yeah, they should do b'dikas chametz without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
So he was wondering, why didn't he say without a bracha?
Because they can be moved, didn't
he? No, because they're not, because they're leaving before Lel Yudalit.
Right.
He gave a whole shot because they're balabatim, they're not the balabatim. He said, no, because if you don't do the b'dikas, Lel Yudalit, b'dikas mokhamas, you do without a bracha. Two.